It's your girl, Danny Ray, and welcome back to Real Talk with Danny Ray. So glad that you're here. So glad that you're tuned in. Make sure that you share this with a family member or a friend. As always, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Danny Ray. Or if you have any topic suggestions, comments, tips, feedback, you can always send an email to realtalkwithdannyray@gmail.com. Yes, my friends, I said welcome back. I had to take a little time for myself. I had to do a little bit of self-love and a little bit of self-care. And I have to say that I'm glad that I did. I feel so much better. But I feel even more better for the simple fact that I am right here with you. So, a couple weeks ago, I did a podcast on the 5 love languages. I actually talked about the first 3. And if you are not familiar with the 5 love languages, it is a book that you can pretty much order from anywhere. Amazon, probably go to your local bookstore. But you can get this book. It's written by Gary Chapman. And again, the title is The 5 Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. So what I did was kind of flipped the script a little bit, because the book is really for couples to try to figure out their partner's love language, okay? But have you ever asked yourself that question individually? What is my love language? What is my love language? Have you really ever thought about it for yourself? Not for anybody else. For yourself. So, Gary Chapman has he has these questions or suggestions at the end of each of the chapters where he talks about the love languages. And some of these suggestions are actually pretty dope. But the way that I wanted to do this was to kind of make you think about the things that you can actually do for yourself. Because, you know, as I grew up, you know, my parents taught me you can't always depend on everybody. And I've actually found that to be true. You really can't. So you have to really be able to figure things out on your own. It is an interesting process, but it's a process that I feel is best. It was great for me. I hope that it's great for you, and I hope that you just kind of take what I'm saying and just really try to, you know, apply it to your life. Think about it. I mean, like, really, really, really think about it, because you really just don't know. I actually found out a lot about myself. It did make me understand some things about myself. Even made me realize what I wasn't doing for myself. I really wasn't taking care of myself the way that I should as it pertains to what my love language is. Because another thing that I have always learned, you cannot love anybody else until you love yourself first. But anyway, whenever you get a chance, go back and listen to my first podcast about the love languages. It is called What Is Your Love Language? You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can even download the free Anchor app. But I want you to go back and just listen to the first 3. The first 3 that I spoke about were words of affirmation, quality time, and receiving gifts. So the other 2 that I'm just going to tap into briefly is acts of service and physical touch. And the reason why I say briefly, because there's really not too much that he suggested with this part. But I'm just gonna share it. There's a few other things in here that I may touch on too that I think are pretty interesting. But anyway, let's move on. And pardon me, you are going to hear a few pages turning because I do have the book right in front of me. So let's see, acts of service. Let's talk about acts of service. And while I'm trying to get to it, what exactly do you think acts of service means? What do you think that means? Here's something that really caught my eye in the book about acts of service. And I quote Michelle, who's actually a character in the book. Michelle's primary love language was what I call acts of service. By acts of service, I mean doing things you know your spouse or a partner would like you to do. You seek to please her by serving her or him, to express your love for her or him by doing things for them. Okay. So I looked at a couple of the suggestions that he gave. Like I said, with this one, I don't think it was really much that I could tap into, but it was a couple that I think would be okay. One of them is print note cards with the following. Today, I will show my love for you by. You complete the sentence with one of the following. Picking up the clutter, paying the bills, fixing something that's been broken a long time, weeding the garden. Bonus points if it's a chore that's been put off. Give your spouse or partner a love note accompanied by the acts of service every 3 days for a month. What if we flipped it to, today I will show myself love by, and then you complete the sentence. Maybe you do have a lot of clutter around your home that you need to pick up and you just haven't had a chance to do it. Take some time to do that. Of course, pay a bill or two. Maybe even pay down some debt. Fixing something, if you're able to, you can do that. Or you can always reach out to someone who can do that for you. Weeding a garden. I'm not really a garden person. So, for me, I definitely would need some help on that one. However, I still would, well, let me say it like this. Even though I would need some help, I still would take the initiative to try to see if I could do it on my own. Because I actually like trying new things anyway. So, that's something I actually wouldn't mind trying out. But do that for yourself. Even when it says do it for 3 days every month, I think that's a pretty good idea. And I think that you'll be surprised by how much you would accomplish in that time. Excuse me. Here's another one. And then I'll move on to the next love language. But it says, ask your spouse or partner to make a list of 10 things he or she would like for you to do during the next month. Then ask your spouse or partner to prioritize those things by numbering them 1 through 10, with 1 being the most important and 10 being the least important. Use this list to plan your strategy for a month of love. Get ready to live with a happy spouse or partner. Make a list of those 10 things for yourself and, yep, prioritize them from number 1 through number 10. What is the most important thing to you that you feel like you have to do? I know the number one thing for me on my list, because I think I've, even within these last few years, I think I've had to kind of rearrange things, with my list, and when it comes down to this, my number one, my top priority is myself. I have to take care of myself, especially because I have four beautiful children that depend on me. If I'm no good, nobody else is any good, really. So that's my top priority, is really taking care of myself. I have also tried to dive into praying more, reading the Bible more, trying to be a little more involved in certain things that I haven't normally been involved in. You know, just to name a few, but I realized that I had to restructure my priorities. Of course, taking care of my family is a given. That's a must. I have to take care of my family, but when it comes down to myself individually, I have to take care of myself. I really do. Let's see. I don't really think that there was anything else. Here's one. If you have more money than time, hire someone to do the acts of service that you know your spouse or partner would like for you to do, such as the yard work or once a month deep cleaning of your home. I just kind of feel like that individually, especially if you are living by yourself. Bring somebody in to help you with those things that you just may not have time for. Bring it in. Like it even says, you know, hire someone to do the yard work. Yeah, why not? Once a month deep cleaning of the home. Yeah, you can have someone, you know, clean your carpets. You know, there's plenty of companies out there right now. They'll come and like reorganize your home for you, your cabinets, anything of that nature. I just kind of feel like these are things that will take so much pressure off of you. And I understand if it may not be easy because of maybe finances. I understand that. But I feel like that we definitely need to use our resources because they are out there. They definitely are. All right. The last love language, physical touch. Physical touch actually happens to be one of my love languages. But let me read this, what Gary Chapman wrote about physical touch, and then I'll go into the suggestions. He says, and I quote, "Physical touch is a powerful vehicle for communicating marital love. Holding hands, kissing, embracing, and sexual intercourse are all ways of communicating emotional love to one's spouse or partner. For some individuals, physical touch is their primary language. Without it, they feel unloved. With it, their emotional tank is filled and they feel secure in the love of their spouse or partner." Yeah. Physical touch is such a deep emotion. I know I've had conversations with, you know, my sisters, my friends, you know, and it'll just be conversations in general about, you know, what are the things that we really, really love? And what I've heard so far is, you know, especially when it comes to this, I love being held. I loved, you know, the little kisses on my neck. Or I love when he walks up behind me and he grabs me around my waist. I love when he whispers in my ear, "I love you." You know, I mean, that's important, man. I just kind of feel like, you just get a different response when those emotions are displayed, like, every single day. You get a different person, especially for women. But at the same token, you know, there are some men that love the physical touch as well. They loved being embraced and hugged and, you know, kissing them on the cheek and telling them how fine they are and encouraging them. And I mean, it's so much more that could be done between either party, but it's just that it's something about the physical touch that takes you to a whole different world, even a place where a place where you couldn't even imagine being in. So let's take a look at what he said as far as some suggestions when it comes down to if your love language is physical touch. Here's one. As you walk from the car to go shopping, reach out and hold your spouse's hand. Man, you have no idea. I've actually heard a few women say that, you know, when a man reaches out for my hand, it's letting me know that he wants me right by his side. That's so deep, y'all. It's so deep. You know, even for some fellas, I've actually heard the fellas say that when I grab her hand, I want her to feel secure. I want her to feel that I got her. Whew, that's a good one. Here's another one. Walk up to your spouse or partner and say, "Have I told you lately that I love you?" Take her in your arms and hug her while you rub her back and continue. You are the greatest. Resist the temptation to rush to the bedroom. Just untangle yourself and move on to the next thing. But have you individually looked in the mirror and told yourself, "I love you"? Have you done that lately? You know, because as I stated, you have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. Tell yourself, "I love you." And I want you to take a moment to say, "I love you." I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I tell myself every single day, "Danny Ray, I love you. I love you for who you are. I love you for your flaws. I love you for everything. Doesn't matter the mistakes that have been made. Nothing. I love you." Whew. Okay. Here's another one. And this is one that I think a lot of men and women appreciate. At least this is what I, in my opinion, I think so. When family or friends are visiting, touch your spouse or partner in their presence. Putting your arm around him or her as you stand talking or simply placing your hand on his or her shoulder says, "Even with all these people in our house, I still see you." Man, let me tell you something. That PDA is something else, man. And yeah, I said, you know, maybe, you know, walking to the car and somebody holding your hand, you know, was a game changer. Man, that right there, that just, it tops it all. Especially when you are dating someone and you all are serious about each other. And that man has no problem with holding your hand, with kissing you. As it says here, putting his arm around you is pretty much letting everybody know, this is my lady. Or, you know, ladies, for you, you know, holding your man's hand, you know, letting them know, like, babe, I got your back. I'm right here by your side. Like, man, that is, I'm sorry. It's just a whole nother level for me when it comes to that. Whole nother level. A whole different level. Physical touch is actually one of those subjects that could be talked about for a long time. But I won't do that. I just wanted to, you know, briefly just touch on a couple things which I felt would even help you individually to figure out what your love language is. Definitely suggest you getting the book. Please do it. Please, please, please do it. Now, before I go, I just wanted to just point out a couple things that Gary Chapman pointed out in the book. In one of the chapters, he talks about discovering your primary love language. And here's what he says. Discovering the primary love language of your spouse or partner, or I would say even for yourself, is essential if you are going to keep their emotional love tank full. What are you going to do to keep your emotional love tank full? But the first thing that you have to do is you have to make known about what your love language is. Some people know instantly what their love language is. I mean, just off rip. And some people don't. For some people, it's not that easy. But I just kind of feel like that it's important to, you know, especially if you are single and maybe you are dating, you have to figure out, you know, what works best for you. And even talk to them about it. You know, just say, hey, ask them the question, what is your love language? If they never thought about it, suggest the book. Tell them to read it, you know? Let's see. And there's a couple other things in here I wanted to touch on. Here's something else. Love is a choice. I agree with that statement so much. Love is really a choice. You have to decide that. And here's a question that Gary Chapman asked. He said, how can we speak each other's love language when we are full of hurt, anger, and resentment over past failures? The answer to that question lies in the essential nature of our humanity. We are creatures of choice. That means we have the capacity to make poor choices, which all of us have done. We have spoken critical words, and we have done hurtful things. We are not proud of these choices, although they may have seemed justified at the moment. Poor choices in the past doesn't mean that we must make them in the future. Instead, we can say, I'm sorry, I know I have hurt you, and I would like to make the future different. I would like to love you in your love language. I would like to meet your needs. Whew. How heavy is that? And I definitely know that there are some people out there listening that can definitely relate to what I just read. Figuring this out, it's not easy, but you have to make a choice about what you want to do. And I just kind of feel like if you're not going to move forward, then you gotta move on. And here's another thing too. It says, love doesn't erase the past, but it makes the future different. When we choose active expressions of love in the primary love language of our partner, we create an emotional climate where we can deal with our past conflicts and failures. Not only just for your partner, but for yourself, man. I can't say it enough. You have to love yourself first before you can completely love somebody else. And it's not going to be perfect. But you've got to try. You got to try to open yourself up. Because, see, this is the thing. God shows us love every single day. Every single day. And he does that simply by waking us up every single morning. That's love. That is love. And then when you talk about Jesus being on the cross, he made a huge sacrifice for us. He died for our sins. That's crazy love. He died for our sins, which allowed us to be here where we are right now. So I am forever grateful, especially for the love that I receive from God every single day. And I try to practice daily in showing that love to others, y'all. It's so important. So important. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to just cut it here because honestly, like, just talking about this book alone, we could go on for hours because this is a huge subject. I don't know. I may possibly do another podcast where, you know, I can bring a guest on. I don't know yet. I'm going to think about that one. I think this will be a good podcast where I could bring somebody on and we can, you know, talk about this again. But until then, I'm so glad that you tuned in today, that you listened in. My heart is full. I appreciate all of my supporters. I appreciate all the love that I've been getting. Man, you guys really just don't know. And even when I had to take some time, you know, for my self-love moments and my self-care moments, I still had people just reaching out to me just to make sure that I was okay. Man, I just really, really appreciate everything that everyone has done just to make sure that I'm straight. So until then, family, this is Nanny Ray. See you soon.